this seriously. Kevin Rowland once saved my life. The long and the short of it, on a punk tour with the group Sham 69, we were in Birmingham, Barbarella's, and a local outfit of skinheads wanted to kill us all. Sham 69, I was travelling with them as a journalist, and we had to barricade ourselves in this tiny little dressing room, and they were hitting the doors with axes and knives. And the bouncers had run away and said, no, we know this lot, they're going to kill you. And we were crying and holding this thought, and Kevin Rowland, who was in a punk band locally at the time, was a local hero, got up and said, what are we all doing, you know, there are real enemies out there, we can't afford to divide and rule, and da-da-da-da, and they all looked and said, all right then, and they opened the door, and we kind of crept down the corridor, I hadn't played the gig on anything, and they kicked our ankles as we went. Oh, she didn't want to stick around. Seriously, no, Fiona, seriously, stick around, this is, oh man, you can't believe this story. Will was having a little Rick Kevin Rowland relationship of his own going on there. A little accident. Did I hear her say thanks? I'll call you later. I think I heard her say that to our producer, who was talking to our caller while the host was telling an amusing anecdote. I'm sure I heard that going on. A little Kevin Rowland action. Listen, I know Kevin myself, he was saying. Wow. Cool, that was a great one. Well, I've never got that sort of thing from Nick when he was in charge of the show. Of course, Nick slept soundly like a baby. You should use this show as the perfect place to have a two-hour nap.